Details and Destinations by Dina Kilgore. When I go through difficult times in my life, I usually find myself doing what I've done most always when something happens that I wasn't expecting. I journal, blog, and I make lists. Lists of things that I can specifically pray about, dreams that God has placed in my heart that maybe I had lost somewhere along the way by relying on my own strength and not fully trusting in Him. These need to be in black and white for me. Nowadays, they're written down in my Echo Prayer app and something I can reference often during prayer time. I also write blogs, journal, to get my thoughts out and organized, some of which were written months ago that have been modified, updated, and already shared with you in the past months. Romans 12:12 says, "Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying." Since writing is a theme in my life, I've found myself journaling over and over during various situations as they arise, and personal relationships always seem to be an area where I gravitate to journaling. So, since I'm sharing bits of my life with you with these blogs, I'll share a little background on me as far as relationships go. I've been married once to a non-Christian, divorced, and have been in a couple of long-term relationships. Looking back on journals that I've written with each relationship, it was so clear once I was out of the relationship that it wasn't right for me from nearly the beginning. How did I journal things that I must have felt were acceptable to me at the time, but when looking and reading it back, they were clearly not acceptable at all? I think maybe at times we're so close to a situation that we're unable to see it for what it is. Or maybe we just want it so badly to work out that we'll accept mediocrity and settle for something that the Lord just never intended for us at all. For many years, I was in a long-term relationship with a man who lived in Ohio. If I mention it to you, you may know on I-75 where the Pioneer sugar stacks are located, and maybe even pictured them in your head just now as I mentioned it. It's a pretty well-known landmark when traveling I-75 in Findlay, Ohio, which is north of Lima. Stay with me, I've got a point here. When we first started dating and he told me how to get to his house, I remember saying, "Oh, by the sugar stacks." He had no clue what I was talking about, which made me think that maybe I was confused by the area that I was thinking he lived. So we talked some more and I was fairly certain it was near the sugar stacks. When I made the drive down for the first time, yes, it was right near them. When we drove that way together a short time later, I said something about them as we drove by. He looked at them and said, "Oh, wow, I've never even noticed them before." "What? I live 2 hours away and have noticed them my whole life, and he'd lived 10 minutes away his whole life and passed them daily on his way to work and never saw them?" My point is, sometimes we are so close to a situation that we miss the most obvious things we'd have caught otherwise. I'm so thankful that the Lord catches everything in my life, even if, and especially when, I'm too close to the situation to see the risk. He is constantly protecting me and directing my path. He looks so closely into the details of my life that I can't help but smile knowing He's always ahead of me and guiding my path. So to get back to my lists and wrap this up, I talked above about how I make these lists, in addition to journaling, when life gets a little crazy. It's how I manage things and begin to see a bigger picture. So as I have gone through difficult times in life, it has opened my eyes to what God really wanted for me. So I did what I do best. I made a new list. With every trial, the Lord shows me more of what He wants and doesn't want for me. So I read this list of what I would be praying about for my future to my best friend who lives out of state, and I was apparently being a bit too specific in her eyes. She felt that I was asking a bit too much detail, and she felt that God was pretty busy with the big things and that He wasn't interested in me being quite that specific about the smaller things. Not that she didn't think God cared, just not so much of the inconsequential things. I told her, "We'll just have to wait and see." Maybe she doesn't believe it, but I certainly believe God is interested in the small details of my life. He's already showing me how interested He is. Friends, He really does want us to ask Him for what we desire. For one, He already knows what our desires are. And two, He can handle it, no matter how big it may be, no matter how specific it is, no matter how crazy it may be to think it could materialize. He's capable and He's interested in our hearts and what we hope for. 1 John 5:14-15 says, "And we are confident that He hears us whenever we ask for anything that pleases Him. And since we know he hears us when we make our requests, we also know that he will give us what we ask for. Romans 15:13 says, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. So I feel God is very present in the details, so much more than we think. Don't forget that. I've learned that if I leave the details up to him, trusting in his will, don't worry about the destination, he will provide everything I need to get me there. I'm reminded of the song, Dream Small, by Josh Wilson, where it talks about a tiny rock can make a giant fall, so dream small. So even if you're afraid to dream big about a situation in life, any situation, just start out small. Ask God for what you desire and be specific as you come to him in reverence and in his holy name. Crystal Evans Hurst says, you just never know what can come tomorrow by doing what you can do today. 1 Samuel 17:45 says, David replied to the Philistine, you come to me with sword, spear, and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of heaven's armies, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. And as for David and that tiny rock, yeah, it turned out to be not so inconsequential after all, right? This shows that when we trust him with our tiny rocks, he's more than capable of turning them into the greatest weapons of our lives.